Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mayor Adams has denounced the state bill seeking to ban migrant stay limits. It's Wednesday, February 14th, and this is your New York Daily News. Wednesday's forecast calls for clear skies in New York City with a high near 34 and a low near 23. Before today's top story, New York City's public hospital system would have to scramble to pick up any slack if Manhattan's Mount Sinai Beth Israel Medical Center moves ahead with a plan to shut down this summer, Mayor Adams warned Monday. Beth Israel, a 799-bed private hospital on the corner of 1st Avenue and East 16th Street that first opened in 1889, filed notice last year that it plans to close permanently this July. That has led to an outcry from community leaders in downtown Manhattan who say the closure would deprive them of a critical local healthcare resource. Asked about the matter during a town hall event in Manhattan on Monday night, Adams said he was caught off guard by last year's announcement. He also said he will put together a coalition of state and city lawmakers to oppose the plan on the grounds that it would be difficult for the city's public health and hospital system to service New Yorkers who rely on Beth Israel. Meanwhile, New York City public schools faced a host of technical issues with remote learning Tuesday morning after the nation's largest school system pivoted online during the most significant snowfall in recent years. The problem appeared to impact the attendance application and other internal systems that require authentication through a third-party vendor, preventing thousands of families from accessing virtual classrooms. An internal email obtained by the Daily News showed the outage began at 8:03 a.m., only minutes after teachers and families began trickling into online classes. An hour and a half later, the school system said on social media that IBM added capacity and improvements were rolling out. Hundreds of thousands of students and teachers had successfully logged on by the afternoon, according to the chancellor. But for some families, the damage was done. Hours were lost, and parents did what they needed to get through the day. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Mayor Adams pushed back Tuesday on new state legislation that seeks to outlaw the 30- and 60-day limits his administration has put on migrants staying in New York City shelters, saying his policies constitute a successful humanitarian response. The bill to prohibit those policies was unveiled by their sponsors, State Senator Brad Hoyleman-Siegel and Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz, on Monday. For months, Adams has criticized his detractors on migrant policy by asking whether they've traveled to the nation's capital to lobby federal officials to increase funding to the city to handle the crisis, which started to take shape in New York 2 years ago and has resulted in about 60,000 migrants currently in the city's care. Some of the elected officials Adams has criticized have, in fact, traveled to Washington, D.C. to lobby on the issue. Hoyleman-Siegel took a different tack, though, and pointed out that it's not his job to lobby for the city there, but to do so on the state level. Hoyleman-Siegel said he backed Governor Hochul's plan to send $2.4 billion to the city for migrant relief, but said Adams did not have a specific figure when directly asked. He said it was a moving target, Hoyleman-Siegel said. Some specificity would be welcome. Adams has contended that the number of migrants in the city's care would be far higher if the city didn't create policies limiting migrant stays in shelters. Families are limited to 60 consecutive days, and single adults are limited to 30 straight days. But the policy has led to some migrants living outdoors. In December, adult migrants were forced to sleep outside the city's reticketing center in the East Village, where they have to reapply for shelter after being removed under the 30-day policy. This has led critics, including Hoyleman-Siegel and Cruz, to decry the limits on stays as cruel. Adams maintained Tuesday that the policy has eased the burden on the city's brimming homeless shelter system and that no one has had to sleep on the street as a result of it, a statement Hoylman Siegel described as divorced from reality. Not one child, not one family, not one individual has to sleep on the streets of the city of New York, Adams said. What we have done is working. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.